Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Hey, we're at the second hour of the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 66 degrees, some rain and sun outside right now at coming up on 410 on this Tuesday, May 13th, 2025. And like all Tuesdays, we bring on our friend Tommy Marquez for Tuesdays with Tommy. Tommy's a Navy veteran, a long-term senior staffer in Congress, and now he helps us navigate the veteran systems for the plethora of veterans that are in our listening area and around the country. Tommy, thanks for joining the Rob O'Donnell Show.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always a pleasure to be on. I'm glad to hear that everybody made it through the weather last week. I was getting scared for you guys. glad it all worked out.
Yeah, we had actual tornadoes on the ground. They were confirmed the next day by the National Weather Service. So that was for real. We had a couple of F1s in the area.
Well, that's very scary. I experienced my first tornado here in Texas earlier this year. And, of course, living in California all my life, the state was always on fire, it felt like. And earthquakes were pretty rampant. So, yeah, I have a... nothing but compassion for you guys out there. I'm glad that it all worked out. Everybody's okay.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Tommy. Well, what do we got on the queue for this week?
Well, I'll tell you, I always come into the day all week looking into things, trying to provide veterans with updates. But since President Trump has taken office, I can't even keep up, Rob. He's just doing so much. And he put out a litany of executive orders the other day that are specific to veterans. And I know everybody's talking about his fat friend who got the fat pill, but there's a lot of things going on for veterans through these executive orders that are, quite frankly, monumentous and just huge changes to how the VA operates. And I think we're going to see a lot of positive changes. Some of them are very specific to regions, and then some of them not so much. But I want to talk about the one in L.A. specifically because, and I know your listeners are mostly, in that great Lackawanna County area up there, but I think this is just paramount for veterans in general because an attack on one of us is an attack on all of us. I had shared with you the story, and also I posted it on my social media, Rob, if you remember, about the L.A. VA department and how a judge had ordered them to build housing on 388-acre campus. And the reason why the judge had ordered them, because this land was given to them in L.A., it was like about 2,000 acres. And due to total corruption, the VA over the years sold it off piece by piece by piece to all these outside people because it was a really expensive area called Brentwood. And they did underhanded stuff. Now, this is years ago. I'm talking Nixon, LBJ administrations, okay? Before I was even born, these things were occurring. And at the more recent times, the UCLA baseball team, the UCLA softball team, a couple private schools, and some other places all had leases on the land in which they built for practice facilities, training facilities, and a schoolhouse. But the amount of money that they were paying for veterans, or excuse me, for those leases was nowhere near the market value. Ironically, the people who created those deals all are boosters and all sorts of other stuff for the University of California, Los Angeles, and the California college system. So, draw what you will from that. I'm not saying it's corrupt. I'm just saying it sure does smell like corruption. But regardless, a judge said, hey, you know what? Veterans have sued, saying that this land was given to you and it was only supposed to be used for VA purposes. There's only about 388 acres left. I am going to make you give those acres to housing for veterans, or else you have to give back all the land to the original owners. The VA last year, under the Biden administration, appealed this ruling and fought off actually putting housing for veterans. So, just as a point, even when a judge and the court system say, listen, it's so bad, the homeless here, and you were given this land to house veterans, and you're doing nothing with it, you must do that. Even then, the VA is like, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to fight this all the way through. Well, what President Trump did was an executive order called Keeping Our Promises to Our Veterans, and he signed it yesterday. And the order directed the Secretary of the VA to establish a National Center for Warrior Independence at the VA in West Los Angeles campus. And they are to house homeless veterans. The goal is, in the executive order, for them to have 6,000 homeless veterans have housing there by 2028 at this center. And funds that were previously being spent on illegal aliens will be redirected to construct, establish, and maintain that center. So there's no additional funding necessary. They've just taken the funds that have come out of other programs that were for housing for illegal aliens, and they've moved it to that. And they are also directing that the center will promote self-sufficiency through housing and substance abuse treatment. So they are going to allow a certain portion of veterans to be there who are suffering from drug addiction and alcohol addiction. But they're going to be required to go to some sort of treatment for it and receive assistance for it. Also, the executive order directed the HUD, the director of HUD, Scott Turner, to go ahead and start directing vouchers to help support veterans into that area. Because right now, the way the HUD VASH voucher works, there's only so many of them allowed, and it's about an 8-year wait list. What they're going to do is they're going to redirect it and add about 2,000 new vouchers for housing in the L.A. area. Now, again, I know that's not Lackawanna County, but the reason why I'm specifically mentioning that instance, that executive order that the president signed yesterday, was this goes against all the rhetoric that we are seeing when we read Military Times op-ed pieces. The most recent ones were, I read were all negative about President Trump because they're letting people go. This doesn't sound like a president who is turning his back on veterans. And there's nothing in these executive orders that match the social media content that's out there saying that they are stripping veterans access to care. In fact, in that executive order, he also ordered new treatment options for veterans at that center. He ordered that veterans who are attending there can get outside access to community care significantly easier in an effort to reduce wait times and to seek shelter for a different area of LA, also called Skid Row, and cleaning that area up and having outreach go into that notoriously known area of Los Angeles and try to get them into treatment facilities. So that's a lot different than what we're hearing in the news. Another thing that they did in a different executive order was a direction for the Manchester VA Medical Center. And that's in New Hampshire. And right now, New Hampshire is one of those weird states that does not have a full-service veterans medical center. And there is just a lot of veterans, Rob, who want to only go to the VA. I am not one of them. I want to be seen as soon as possible. But I do know many veterans who believe, I'm a veteran, I should go to the VA. That's what we're supposed to do. And they enjoy going to the VA. And in New Hampshire, for a lot of that care, it's not an option. So the executive order that the president signed yesterday for that expands care immediately for veterans in the New Hampshire area. It also directs all sorts of new funding that was in other programs to go to the creation of a fully functioning medical center in New Hampshire, which is great to hear for the veterans in that area. When you have a center that doesn't allow for certain services to be done through the VA, those individuals that don't want to go out into the counties, the community, I can understand where it does occur where they just don't get the care. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying I've seen that and I know that to be true because they only want to use the VA. And then another executive order that the president signed was in an effort to reduce wait times throughout the country. And so this is something that will affect your veterans there in Lackawanna County. The president has made it a priority to go ahead and allow outside community cares for specialty care appointments that are 28 days or longer of a wait, and 38 days for primary care physicians. Now, I know for most of us, the idea of waiting 30 days for a primary care physician appointment seems crazy, but that is the nationwide standard at the VA. And they're reducing that, though, significantly by allowing people to go to the outside community, because routinely they're seeing it about 15 days, which makes it a lot easier to get an appointment at the VA, too. Another thing that was signed in that executive order yesterday by the president was a refocus on the Whistleblower Protection Act of 2017, which is a law that President Trump actually signed in the office in 2017, and it allows for VA employees who are the bottom tier underperforming individuals to be fired, regardless of their status as veterans or disabled or DEI or anything else. If you're at the bottom of your respected area at the VA, they're going to look to fire you. If you're a bad employee, they're going to look to get rid of you, which is a win for veterans. And it's important that these executive orders are coming out because we need to reprioritize the VA. And I think most veterans agree on this. It's like 90-something percent of veterans agree on this, that we need to reprioritize the VA so that it's there to service the veterans. The change of culture and the change of mission by Secretary Collins and President Trump is coming to fruition, and I really think that these executive orders are a good step in that direction in changing that negative culture that was previously there. Well, it's so great, I'm super excited about this, Rob.
Yeah, it's a great update on things that are going on. Last week we talked about, you know, we hit the 100-day mark and all this doom and gloom that the social media and Democrats were putting out there, that they're cutting this, they're taking care away from our veterans. None of it ever came to fruition. None of it ever happened. And all you keep hearing are these improvements to systems that they're doing, the improvements to what's going on. You see Secretary Doug Collins going around, you know, calling out the media and saying, hey, what I need you to do to the media is start telling the truth about what's going on with my veterans. Stop scaring them.
Absolutely. And I want to go ahead and I'm gonna go ahead and put it out there. Let's just start a fight, Rob. Dan Clare, Lieutenant Colonel retired Dan Clare, who put his opinion piece about the VA, and it's just a total crappy article with false lies and accusations about our president and about Secretary Collins and about their lack of care for veterans. And it's titled, it's in the Military Times, and it's, I sounded the alarm on burn pits, and now I see smoke at the VA. This, you know, righteousness from this DAV public affairs officer who sits there and says, like, hey, I served in Iraq. Well, a lot of people did. That doesn't mean your opinion is, you know, part of the pun, trumps other veterans' opinions of the VA. And he's saying because of people being fired at the VA, he believes that this is going to lead to bad things. And he puts all sorts of other just flat-out lies about the suckers and losers.
Well, it's all innuendos. See,
all
he says, yeah, he believes that this is going to happen. Not that it is happening. Not that it's been said to be happening. Like, not that it's even a plan to happen. But he believes it's going to happen. Just like they believe Medicaid's going to be cut. They believe healthcare professionals in the VA are being cut. Yeah, but none of it was true. But they keep that mantra up there. And it's simply about politics. And here's a lieutenant colonel who is willing to scare his fellow veterans, is willing to give them extra anxiety and stress on their health care. I mean, this stage in the game, simply because of politics, simply because he doesn't like who won. And it just needs to stop.
Yeah, and there's several other articles. I won't go through them all. I keep reading them. This individual works for the DAV. The DAV has come out really heavy-handed against President Trump and some of the and Secretary Collins, which is very unusual. Usually, all the big VSO groups cower to the administration. I mean, the last 4 years, where were they when they were denying veterans access to care? Where were they when they were separating our active duty soldiers because they refused to take jabs for religious purposes? Where were they when the PACT Act ran out of funding and veterans weren't going to get paid on time in October? They were quiet. They were totally silent. And now this, you know, I'm just going to say it, sucker and loser himself is going to write this crappy article with misinformation and just say, like, hey, I think that all these bad things are going to happen. I can just tell. This is no different than the so-called expert at the end of the bar who tells you how many games the Eagles are going to win when the schedule is released. We all know that person, and they, you know, just exist in every bar in America. They know more than everyone else. But they're never there to actually, at the end, when what they believe is going to happen doesn't happen, to say, hey, I was wrong.
Yeah.
It's 100 days in. Everything they're saying is wrong. What we're seeing in these executive orders is actually counter to everything that they're saying. And what we're seeing from veterans and our active duty service members suggests the opposite.
It's moving in a positive direction there, Tommy. We're going to have to leave it there because I'm already over time here, my friend. Thanks for chiming in. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Rob.
All right. It's 425 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together.
Thanks, Rob. Yeah, so 81 north and southbound, still dealing with the trend from yesterday. It's like exactly the same. You're dealing with your congestion in Scranton on 81 north and south. Same thing with Plains. And also on southbound, the following areas are or will be affected. So the Waverly exit, the East Benton exit, that is all going to be affected till about 5 p.m., so about a half an hour because they decided to work through the rain. And then, of course, tonight, if you're at the Dixon City exit, that's exit 190 for those keeping tabs. 8 p.m., they're going to start doing some work, and it's going to last overnight till 6 a.m., so keep that in mind. 8084 380 Pennsylvania Turnpike, moving, good to go. And if you see a traffic problem, call us on the Jam Line, 570-883-7269. I'm E.J. Samuel in the WILK Traffic Center with this pen. Teledata Internet Traffic Update.
Thank you, EJ. Here's the Storm Tracker 16 forecast. Tonight, cloudy with chance of showers, low 58. Tomorrow, cloudy, breaks of sun, on and off with some showers, high of 68. Thursday, milder with breaks of clouds and sun, some on and off showers again, high of 75. It is currently 65 degrees here at 426 at your official weather station, WILK. Time for the NEPA Premium Perks. Enjoy this half-off deal for Izzy's Pizza. Get a $25 gift certificate for only $12.50. NEPA's first make-your-own pizzeria. Pizza lovers can unleash their creativity and craft your perfect pie. Wide array of fresh ingredients and toppings. They also feature wings, soup, sides, desserts. Open Monday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Located at 1610 Naog Avenue, Suite 6 in Scranton. You can visit them at getmyperks.com for all the details.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. WILK is helping Giant Floor celebrate 60 years by giving you the chance to win three rooms of carpeting installed with padding valued at $1,965 the year Giant Floor opened. Giant Floor since 1965 with locations in Bartonsville, Wilkes-Barre, and Scranton. You can go to WILKNewsRadio.com. Click contest to enter, and you could enter once per day. Again, that's a value of $1,965 for three rooms of carpeting installed with padding. And you can join one. You can sign up and have your chance once per day at WILKNewsRadio.com. So check it out there. It's coming up on 4:31 here at WILK. Time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's the point of the show where we honor our heroes here at home who made the ultimate sacrifice. On this day, Police Memorial Week, we have four here from Pennsylvania. We're going to start off with Game Commission Officer Robert Earl Zimmerman, Pennsylvania Game Commission in 1957. He died when his department-issued station wagon collided with a tractor trailer on Route 11 in Danville. He was reporting to the 44th Divisional Office when the crash occurred. He was U.S. Army veteran of World War II, served with the Pennsylvania Game Commission for only 2 months, was survived by his wife and daughter. Patrolman Michael E. Ford, Midland Borough Police Department in 1917, was shot 4 times and killed when he attempted to arrest a man for carrying a concealed weapon. Suspect ran, and when ordered to stop, he turned and opened fire. Suspect was arrested and convicted of voluntary manslaughter and sentenced to prison. He was pardoned by Governor Gifford Pinchot in February of 1926. Lieutenant Frank M. Stern, Johnstown Police Department, Pennsylvania, 1916, died as a result of a stroke suffered 5 weeks earlier while chasing several suspects. He was walking his beat in Old Borough section of the city when he noticed a group of boys at the Adams Street School. Boys began to run, and Lieutenant Stern chased after them and over a wall. As he jumped over the wall, he suffered the stroke. He remained unconscious until his death 5 weeks later. And Police Officer John W. Lyons, Philadelphia Police Department, in 1910, died after contracting smallpox while assigned to a quarantine duty at the Bridesburg Police Station in 3rd Avenue and Fairmont Avenue. Officers from his station were assigned to quarantine duty to prevent infected passengers from disembarking from a steamer that arrived in the city. Officer Lyons contracted the disease and was admitted to the municipal hospital on May 1st, 1910. He died as a result of smallpox on May 13th, 1910. And those are our four from here in Pennsylvania. Again, this is Police Memorial Week down in Washington, D.C. It's a accumulation of events throughout the week in our nation's capital. There are tours of the Pentagon, the White House, places for police officers from around the nation. Police officers from around the world show up to Washington, D.C. They will have the candlelight vigil on the National Mall. Hopefully the weather is – it is raining down there as well. I know some friends and brother and sisters in law enforcement who are down there for the week for the week's event. The families of the fallen officers whose names will be etched in the granite walls of the police memorial are all down there. They will be there for the unveiling of the names. They have the bike tour that goes from all over the nation to Washington, D.C. And you'll have the attorney general and the director of the FBI usually speaks at the ceremony at the National Mall when that takes place. So, again, National Peace Officers Memorial Week this week in Washington, D.C., with the 15th being the Memorial Day. So if you see your members of law enforcement out there, thank them for what they do, especially this week when they're thinking. Because I read these names each and every day, and they're from our area. They're from all around Pennsylvania. But you know, last year we lost almost 140 officers. So far this year, I believe we're at 35 for the year. And that number, unfortunately, continues to grow as the year moves on. And each day we have several names from here in Pennsylvania. I believe there is about 1,400 altogether in Pennsylvania throughout history that have made the ultimate sacrifice here. It is 4:40 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together. We're going to start with the Storm Tracker 16 forecast. Tonight, cloudy with chance of showers, low of 58. Wednesday, clouds with breaks of sun, on and off showers possible, high of 68. Thursday, milder with breaks of clouds and sun, some on and off showers again, but a high of 75. It is currently 65 degrees here at 441 at your official weather station, WILK.
And Rob, a couple notes for traffic, 81 North and Southbound.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's time for Today in History, because how do we know where we're going unless we remember where we've been? Let's see what we have on this day. 1846, the U.S. declares war on Mexico. Congress formally declares war on Mexico, initiating the Mexican-American War. This conflict, driven by territorial disputes and annexation of Texas, included the 1848 with the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, leading to the U.S. acquiring vast territories in the Southwest. 1946, the Federal Airport Act was signed. President Harry S. Truman signed the Federal Airport Act, providing federal grants for the development of civil airports across the United States. The act significantly contributed to the expansion of the nation's aviation infrastructure. 1946, look how far we've come. Let me see, 1985, MOVE bombing in Philadelphia. Philadelphia police dropped a bomb on the headquarters of the MOVE, a black liberation group, during a standoff. Resulted in an explosion and fire that killed 11 people, including 5 children, and destroyed 61 homes. The incident remains a stark example of excessive force and has prompted ongoing discussions about racial justice and police accountability. That was 1985. 2013, Kermit Gosnell convicted. Dr. Kermit Gosnell, Philadelphia-based abortion provider, was found guilty of 3 counts of first-degree murder for performing illegal late-term abortions and other related crimes. The case sparked a national debate over abortion practices and regulation. And in 2016, the Obama administration's transgender directive, the Obama administration issued guidance to public schools directing them to allow transgender students to use bathrooms and facilities corresponding with their gender identity, aiming to protect students' rights under Title IX. I think at this point we've realized that that does anything but and actually violates students' rights under Title IX. Some natural disasters in 1980, the Kalamazoo tornado. An F3 tornado struck Kalamazoo, Michigan, resulting in 5 fatalities, injuring 79 people, and causing significant property damage. The disaster led to a federal disaster declaration and heightened the importance of emergency preparedness. What do we have birthdays today? Birthdays, Stevie Wonder, 1950, renowned singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist, known for the contributions to soul, pop, and R&B music. Stephen Colbert, 1964, comedian and television host, best known for the Colbert Report and The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Harvey Keitel, 1939, veteran actor recognized for his roles in films like Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction. And Robert Pattinson, 1886, actor known for his performances in Twilight series and The Batman. I don't know who this is, so he must be 1986. I guess he's a younger guy. And some cultural observances. Today is World Cocktail Day, celebrated annually on May 13th. This day marks the publication date of the first definition of a cocktail in 1806, an occasion for enthusiasts to appreciate the art of mixology and enjoy classics and innovative cocktails responsibly. One of the things during the summer, spring and summer, I usually get away from a little Whiskey Wednesday, but I do highly recommend you get yourself a drink book on different drinks and peruse through it. And when you have friends over, try something new, try something different. You know, if something sparks your interest, you say, hey, I like those flavors. I like the way it mixes, and give it a shot. You'd be amazed at how it's becomes a centerpiece of conversation and just a reason to get together with your friends and family. It took a while for me to perfect what I like in an old-fashioned, a very simple drink, but it's a complex drink. So it takes a while to get the mix, the proper format that you want for it. And, I think I got it down now, but, we're still try some new things as we move forward. I was just looking back, we're talking about, today in history. Back on April 4th, Jim Cramer, who's a stock market mad money host on CNBC, warned of a 1987 Black Monday-style market crash. Now, this was April 4th, And listen, he's been known for an anti-Trump administration type atmosphere around him. And that's fine. That's his, that's his thing. That's his opinion. He's more than welcome to have it. But when you are giving financial advice and have a TV show giving financial advice, if you told people on April 4th that you were going to have a Black Monday style event, well, since that comment just over a month ago, the Standard & Poor's is up over 16%. If you sold on April 4th, as he advised you to, you missed out on some of the greatest one-month gains ever in the stock market history. Some of the returns since April 4th, and you guys know because I've talked to you, about Tesla. If you bought $10,000 worth of shares, $10,000 worth of shares when Tesla was at 220, I believe it's up to 234, 334 now, you would have made $5,400 in just a month. Amazon is up 24%. Meta is up 30%. Tesla is up 36%. NVIDIA is up 38%. Netflix is up 33%. Microsoft is up 24%. So when we tell you to relax about the stock market, you're in it for the long haul, there are ups and downs. There are always going to be ups and downs. You need to pay attention to that. You need to listen to it. Because you are in it for the long haul. There is no reason to panic when something happens. As you get closer to your retirement age, your goal should be to start to put it in safer investment options. Safer investment options, as you get closer. But even as you start to withdraw, if you're taking your mandatory withdrawal upon retirement, your money still sits in there and you still have years, hopefully, years, decades, for that money to recoup itself, even if it takes a hit at that point. So there is no reason to panic. All right. And this just proves that. If you would have listened to this guy, and listen, I used to enjoy his show. He's kind of gone into a little too much politics at this point. But, as a financial person, I used to watch him all the time. And I think he lets politics take over what he's talking about. Because if you would have listened to him, again, you would have lost a lot of money if you were in those major, investment portfolios there like we just talked about. It is 4:53 here at WILK. We'll be back in just a minute. Oh, no, we won't. We're going to talk about the Goodfeet store. Let me talk to you about the Goodfeet store located right here in Scranton on the corner of Route 6 and Commerce Boulevard. Across from the Olive Garden, they're making it easier than ever to feel your best. Listen, I made the mistake, like I talk about a couple weeks ago, of not bringing my art supports with me. I didn't switch them into my shoes. And it's as simple as just pulling them out of your shoes and putting them in what you're ever wearing. And listen, if you're a woman out there and you wear sandals or heels or stuff like that, they've got you. They have these little Velcro strips where you could put those in your sandals, in your heels, and you could switch them back and forth as you need to as well. They're proudly made in the USA. I don't go anywhere without them now because I've had them for 2 years now. When I don't wear them, within a day or two, I am feeling the result, and it takes me a good 4 or 5 days to have my foot relearn how to walk because of the Goodfeet art supports. So if you want to feel better, visit them at 1945 Commerce Boulevard in Scranton. Call them at 570-534-0980 or check them out online at goodfeet.com because you're not going anywhere without Goodfeet. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. So our area, and I love this style, so I'm going to talk about it. 40 Fort, wildly popular New Haven-style pizza, continues to emerge in northeast Pennsylvania. Cafe a Pizza, pronounced Abitz, Wyoming Avenue in 40 Fort. They are specializing in New Haven-style pizza. They ran out of dough on their first day. They ordered more dough the next day, and they ran out of dough again. So they anticipate selling out for a while. And listen, that's the thing with any new place in our area. Any new restaurant, and I don't care if it's a chain restaurant, a mom-and-pop restaurant, a pizza place, or whatever it is. Once something new opens up, everybody floods there. They get it out of their system. I mean, like Chili's up in Dixon City. I've driven by it a bunch of times. It's pretty crowded, the parking lot. But you still have that initial rush of people who don't have it here, so they've been going into it. But New Haven style pizza is becoming more and more popular in our area. And listen, I love pizza. I love all types of pizza. I love Old Forge pizza. I love deep dish pizza. I love bar pie pizza. You know, but New Haven pizza, I would say it is my favorite. You know, my wife last Father's Day got me a pizza oven for home, a propane-fired pizza oven. It cooks a pizza from scratch. You know, we get the fresh dough, make the pizza from scratch. It's a 14-inch round stone that's in there. It cooks it in 60 seconds, and it cooks it just the way I like it. It's you know, fresh, nice, crisp bottom if it's made properly, and that's how I like pizza. You know, a little char on the cut on the crust, a little char on the top. Nice char on the bottom so it holds up and it's crispy, a little snap when you bite it. Well, that's what New Haven pizzas are known for as well, New Haven-style pizza. You know, it's also a favorite of people like Dave Portnoy from Barstool Sports. You know, it's one of his go-to because he likes also that crispy, you know, well-done pizza. You know, even when my wife makes it at home in the oven, you know, we have a pizza stone, we have pizza trays. Every Friday's my pizza day, and then she makes a great pie. You know, we've gotten it down. But now that the weather's nicer, we'll get the pizza oven out and put it out on the deck. You warm it up. It gets to 900 degrees. And like I said, it cooks a pizza in 60 seconds. We've cooked as many as four in a row when we had some company over. It cooked one for me. She has a nice veggie pizza with maybe some chicken on it. You know, I like my pepperoni pizza or a meat lover's sausage pizza or something like that. And we've made a couple regular regular pies, and you just pop them in one after another. 60 seconds, they're done. So you can't walk away. Two rotations inside the thing, and it's done. But the New Haven pizza is very similar to that, very crisp bottom. It's becoming a favorite in this area. So it's got that crispy undercarriage. It's got a little more sauce on the top, cheese on the bottom. But, you know, I like that this is coming to our area because it's one of my favorites. So, you know, if you're at a place that has it, check it out, the New Haven Pizza. 5 o'clock here at WILK.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.